Everybody, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. Welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. I am back with my favorite homegirls, Vivica A. Fox. What's up, girl?
Hey,
Lisa Ray with the beautiful hair. What's up, Lisa Ray?
What's happening? Good evening, Mondays.
Hey, hey, and of course, Face come through with the looks. Selena Johnson.
Hey,
what's up?
How's it going?
Oh, Vivica, I didn't comment your makeup. I love your makeup today. It's super pretty.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, can I tell you, Claudia, more than anything else? I think it's the cranberry hair.
I like that.
No, it's the glow. I don't know. You got some type of glow going on, or some. Did you just get a fresh facial like an hour ago or something?
No, I did get a facial yesterday, Lisa Ray, though.
How about some sex?
You do have a glow. Ooh. Is it that kind of glow?
I had a strong tickling.
You waited too long. You answered already.
I had a strong tickling.
Hell no.
Wait, she said something.
Something definitely gave me butterflies, that's for sure.
Ooh. What else did you get besides butterflies?
Stay tuned for more.
All these butterflies flying around and I can't even catch one.
Man, the butterfly, you know, but we all are going to be together for Vivica's birthday in Jamaica. So maybe you'll find you a little Dex of St. John out there, Miss Lisa.
Oh, don't say St. John. I got a little crush on St. John, like for real, for real.
Oh,
chocolate.
You know what?
Kind of young, but he fine.
Put it out there.
I did.
Speak into existence. Okay. Okay. For the girls.
Manifesting moves.
A lot of glowing going on. Lots of glowing. Okay, ladies. Well, welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. Tonight, we're dishing about everything that's trending in the news and on social media. I'm in Vegas and I can't open this bottle I got from the mini bar. And I'm super frustrated. What y'all drinking tonight?
Oh, I have my usual Pinot Noir and a Baccarat glass. It's back to being in LA. So good to be back in LA. I've been on the road, y'all.
Yeah, you have.
You're always on the road, and I'm back in LA as of this morning. Took me a good old nap, and I am drinking my hydration creative juice here.
Okay.
And I'm also drinking tea, and I actually just got back from, was it Fort Lauderdale or Florida? That part. Yeah. Miami, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, wherever I was there.
Isn't that something how we travel so much till you almost forget the map?
The actual area.
That and where you ready to check in and they like, where are you going? And you're like, and you look at your person like, where are we going? And they like,
exactly. Miami, this is all the time.
I don't know what day it is anymore. I really don't be
able to. Oh, no. Now I do know it's time for Messy Monday. I tell you that much. I might lose the end of the week, but I know when Monday coming.
After Monday, it's a toss-up. You don't know.
You got Wednesday. You know, you wake up. What day is it?
Yeah. Speaking of that, I was at Essence, right? And that's during our week off. I was damn near getting cussed out. Like, why aren't y'all on TV? I love the Queens. Where is our show? And I had to explain, like, we have to have we have 1 week off, you know what I mean, for summer. But people was like, damn near checking me, like, we was wondering where the show was tonight.
Well, we're back, darlings. We're back.
The
people be aggressive. They be down to my inbox like, so
you ain't gonna
is it
tell
gonna
us
be her? Like a show tonight? Or
you can't have all days off. But you know what? Girl. That's they love what we doing and we really appreciate that. So Selena, real quick, before we get into these topics, you're going on tour this month. So can you just give us a little something about that?
Oh God, yes. I'm actually going on a little mini tour. It's like 9 dates, but in the midst of Vivica's birthday concept. Okay, so I'm gonna have to hop off, the tour to go to the birthday and then hop back on. But it starts.
It
kicks off
a while, darling.
Honey, I'm going to be in need for that type of vacation. So I am. You ain't got to twist my arm, okay? Sure. It starts July 22nd. In DC, kicks off in DC. Then, of course, Vivica and I will be in Philly for Boule, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Boule. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be in Atlanta on the 24th and 26th at the City Winery. It's the City Winery tour. So I have 2 dates, 24th and the 26th in Atlanta. And then the 29th is Nashville. Then the 30th and 31st is Chicago. Then I'll be in Jamaica, August 1st to the 3rd. Then August 10th is Boston and August 12th is Philly. Again, City Winery.
Right.
Yeah, so and then I'm going to Punta Cana. Okay, then, and then I'll be back for Samosa. So it's going to be great.
Where do folks get tickets? Go to your website?
Yes, you can go to my Instagram page or you can go to selenamusic.com or you can go, you can click the City Winery. If you go to your City Winery webpage, you can get tickets. Chicago shows are almost, well, one show is sold out. The 30th is sold out. The 31st is almost sold out in Chicago. And Atlanta is on its way of being sold out. So hurry and get your tickets because they sell very quickly. So.
All right. Well, we will definitely encourage the people to get those tickets and support our girl. All right. Before we get started, we want to send our thoughts and prayers to Pastor John Gray and his family. His wife, Aventura Gray, shared on social media that Gray is in critical care after being admitted with a saddle pulmonary embolism. Now, we will continue to keep him in our prayer and our prayers. And that is a rare type of blockage of an artery in the lungs, and it can be life-threatening. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. Ladies, U.S. Olympian Kim Glass shared that she was recently attacked by a homeless man in downtown Los Angeles. This story is terrifying. Take a look.
A big metal bolt, like pipe, hit me right here. It happened so fast. He literally flung it from the street, so he was not even close to me at all.
Kim also mentioned that the attack took place after she was leaving lunch with a friend, and that bystanders held down the homeless man until authorities arrived at the scene. What are your thoughts on this story, Selena? Let's go to you first.
You know what? It's outrageous. It's tragic. It's absolutely ridiculous. The homeless, you know, LA, now y'all live there. So y'all know how it is in terms of, in regards to the homeless. My cousin lives there. She says that literally is so many homeless people in LA. Yes. Like when she walks outside her apartment complex, she's literally stepping over bodies.
Yeah.
What can be done? Governor Newsom, you do some great things, but something really needs to be done about the homeless community in LA. It's almost like they have accepted it and, you know, just don't pay it any attention anymore. And now it's growing even more. So, I mean, you guys live there. You guys can speak to it better than me, but I know my family there has been, you know, they complain about it all the time. So
here's what the thing is, though, you know, homeless is getting out of control, but see, it is an illness and a mental illness as well, and drug infested. So you're dealing with so many different people that don't have no place to go, and the other ones that figure out that the government will help. So it's easier for them to do that opposed to get out there and really get clean and really do what they're supposed to be doing. And I feel so bad because when you are up against a homeless person and their adrenaline for the drug and for the need to attack is so strong, you cannot win. We can't win up against the man anyway, but one that's like that and has some type of I mean, so, hit with something, you know, it's almost like you can't fake back because the attack is real, it's strong on you. Like you can't really hurt them because you know somebody is on adrenaline and they just like strong as an ox. To look at her face.
Yeah.
And see how pretty of a woman that she is.
Mm.
First, I'm glad she survived, but even the gash in her nose, you know, horrible. That's gonna leave a mark in her face.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
You know what I mean?
There's more things for us to be scared of as Black women. Like, more. I'm sick of it.
Vivica, what do you think? What do you think about this story?
I mean, this is women, so too. Sad. I mean, I hate to tell you, I mean, I love California, I really do, but downtown has really, really gotten out of control. But you all have to realize too, that for a while they pushed, you know, LA was known for Skid Row, you know, and then that huge epidemic that was going on where they were dumping mental patients, where they had like, you know, but before cameras became really big, that they were showing like them dumping people, just dumping them out on the streets.
Wow.
And they kind of pushed them out of the city to do all of the construction, us getting these sports teams that we have, the Lakers, the Clippers, all of these sports teams, football teams. And so they kind of pushed them onto the outskirts and then also dumped a lot of them in the valley. Yes. So like Ray was saying, that it's like the homeless epidemic has just exploded in LA. I can remember driving along, what is that, where you would go from Westwood on San Vicente, then going toward Brentwood. And it was like a city along the side of the fence. I was like, wow.
Wow.
When did this happen? So like you said, Selena, Governor Newsom, you're doing a lot of wonderful things. I do hear that they are trying to build, take over old buildings and old apartments and convert them into homes to try to get shelter. Them off the street, shelter for the homeless. So I pray that we get in control of this. But I will say this to especially women. If you're going downtown in LA, you got to have that head on a swivel. Yeah. You got to look over your head, your shoulders. I mean, if you see somebody that, don't mean to discriminate, but, you know, either be with somebody across the street. I know that I do. When I see somebody that I feel, you know, maybe a little, you know, not all there.
It needs to be something even bigger than that, because when you think about housing them, that's going to become a problem, because now they're all rushing into one place to get there. And then they're still getting high inside that building. So now that building is in jeopardy of a fire or somebody molesting somebody in there.
Well, if they make it a government sanctioned
residency.
Yeah. Like when I was in Chicago, back when I used to live in Chicago, I used to go to homeless shelters and feed them, like cook big dinners for the homeless. And it was a very organized homeless shelter. Like they would make them get up and go look for jobs. Like they have programs for them. So if they implemented proper programs and different things for them to do, you know, they have professionals in there that helped with the mental illness aspect. You know, if they really put money into it, and maybe that's what defunding the police could be about, okay? And they put money into it, it may be something that's beneficial for them as and allow them to have some form of life.
So back in the day, Ronald Reagan was
as bad as the other ones. The ones that are really feeling like they don't need any help and they on the expressway ramp asking for money so they can go get their next hit, they ain't trying to get no help because they don't see nor feel that they are damaged goods or in jeopardy of anything.
So back in the day, Ronald Reagan was a big part of how this thing got started. I know he's a blast from the past, but, you know, they cut a lot of the funding for the mental health facilities in California and released thousands of mentally ill patients into the streets of LA. And that's when Skid Row was really popped off. Wow. And, you know, it's the perfect storm of events, right? You've got that. You've got outrageous rents. I looked at a piece the other day that said to be a renter in Los Angeles, you have to make like $105,000 a year. Wow. The average person is not making that. To be a homeowner, it's like $170,000 you have to make to be able to qualify for a house. So it's housing is out of control in Los Angeles. Gas is out of control. Our chicken breast is out of control. Everything is higher in California, right? So it's like it's not just mentally ill and it's not just drug addicts. It's the average person, the single mother of two cannot make it work in Los Angeles. I used to go downtown with a couple missions and help out and feed, and I would talk to them. And it is so sad what is going on down there. And you, like Vivica said, there's encampments in Beverly Hills now. And get back to the sister. I will say this about this story, Kim Glass. The positive from this story is for once, instead of people, I don't want to get involved and that's none of my business, they held this man down and protected this Black woman. So I got to say kudos for that, because we don't really see a lot of that.
Yeah.
And kudos recovers from that, you know.
Yeah. I'm glad that she's okay, because he literally could have killed her.
He could have blinded her because the eye was, you know.
Could have hit her in the head.
She had her lashes on. She gave props for her lashes still being
and
on.
And one lash was definitely hanging on.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you guys. Hey, moving on. Have y'all heard the news about the news girls? It's about damn time for Lizzo's new album. And we're having an album release party courtesy of iHeartRadio for her upcoming project special.
That's good.
Yeah, let's take a look at it.
The song is hot.
Join Fox Soul on our YouTube channel on Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss this. Lizzo, this is what we've been wanting. We don't want to talk about you in the blogs. We want to talk about your talent and how damn good you are.
It's about damn time.
The energy was just like popping.
Oh, my God.
That's a theme song. That's a female theme song. That's the jam. That's going to be the cut.
I love it.
You know what I love about that video was that how she kind of started off like no makeup on,
regular, right?
You know, just regular, and then next thing you know, she was in water with the ladies with the little
outfit.
What you
call it?
Who's that?
With the sequin on.
You go, Lizzo. Okay, it's about damn time,
Lizzo. Okay. There is no denying you. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can deny the talent and that beautiful face that Lizzo has. And we love celebrating you and really talking about your music and your talent. So Lizzo, kudos to you, queen. We're going to take a quick commercial break, fill our cups with a little more alcohol, and we'll be back with more Cocktails with the Queens after this. All right, everybody, welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. If you're feeling the show, throw up some flames if you think the show is hot and you love the queens, and we will read some comments later on in the show. All right, ladies, switching gears. Weeks after the overturning of Roe versus Wade, President Joe Biden signed an executive order to maintain abortion access. The executive order explicitly requests that the Justice Department do everything possible to safeguard women seeking abortions, including women protecting women's rights to travel to another state for an abortion procedure. You know, they're trying to get girls or get women that travel and criminalize that. It also requires the Health and Human Services Department to guarantee that all pregnant women and girls, regardless of state, receive the emergency treatment they require, along with access to free contraception. Vivica, let's go to you first. What are your thoughts on Biden's executive order to, you know, try to put some safeguards in place?
Once again, it's about damn time. I think that was the main thing that, you know, listen, Joe Biden has got so many crazy things, from gun control to abortion rights and everything, that he's having to deal with due to the out of control Supreme Court that the previous administration put in place to basically rob a woman of her rights, of her body, of her uterus, and her choices. So I commend them for taking some action as soon as possible. I mean, this is a good start. I mean, there's a lot more to be done, but I think a lot of people were so happy to see him use his executive privilege to start this.
Facts. Okay. Selena, what do you think?
He finally listened to the people.
Yeah. I agree with everything Vivica said. I definitely think it's a great start. I think that he's got a lot more work to do, I'm sure. I mean, but you know, that goes without saying. And it's a great gesture. It also lets, you know, Republicans know, okay, now, old Joe will shake the table. Okay. So when you get through, you know, stop thinking that, you know, you're just going to be able to run amok, because you're not going to be able to do it. Now, obviously, you know, we all know that once his term is up, whoever comes in next could possibly, you know, rescind everything. But as of now, this is what we need him to do. We need him to show some power. We need him to flex his muscle. You know,
yes.
The American people needed that, especially the people that voted for him. You know what I'm saying?
Mainly women.
And there are a lot of loopholes, you know, that, you know, this still doesn't overturn state law, but it's still a great start. It'll be interesting to see what happens next, you know, because, you know, child, the government now is like a reality show, child. You turn on CNN and MSNBC, it's like a whole reality show. I'm just waiting for somebody to throw a table.
It's so ghetto right now.
It's so ghetto.
I was glad that O'Bannon turned on Trump this morning.
I think it's fake, though. I think he's
really
agreeing to testify so he can throw a monkey wrench. I think he's, I don't trust Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon to me is pure evil. That's why he has all those swords.
It was good to see that at least he recognized that, you know, Trump played him.
That's true.
Well, you know, they don't have no loyalty. They don't have no loyalty.
Lisa Ray, what do you think about this executive order?
I don't have any more to add to what these two ladies have said. I'm just glad that, I think it was just such an outpour of people just being in awe till Biden finally said, oh, well, here's some place I can do something and have a beginning of. And so I'm just really glad that he started there, you know?
I of course, I'm a Democrat. I just want Joe Biden to, the Democrats try so hard to be perceived as the fairer, more the party that has more integrity. And I think to our detriment, where we don't play, it's a different game now. It's not the time of when Obama was in office and Clinton. It's different times now. You gotta meet gangster with gangster. So when Trump was signing all these executive orders, and when the Congress that they had back then was like, nope, we're not letting Obama's Supreme Court picks go through when he was entitled. We gotta get the same way, y'all. And Joe Biden, you're not going to get another term. You're not. I'm going to say it right now. You're not. I hope Gavin Newsom runs. You're not getting a second term. So at least go out guns blazing and do all you can do. I have a friend, and this happened, who had an ectopic pregnancy, got rushed to the emergency room, would have died because some of these states now, not even if the life of the mother is in jeopardy, cannot get a procedure that would end the abort, the life of the fetus. Okay. And there was another woman that had an ectopic pregnancy. She was in pain for like 9 hours. They would not operate to help her and save her, which requires removing some of your fallopian tube. And they had to wait for lawyers to come in. So now doctors' treatment of women is being determined by politicians with no medical background. Joe Biden, you have to get tough. You have to get tough, or we will not support you. We will not support you. You have to get tough. And Democrats, stop trying to be fair with people who will never play fair with you. And then get your little raggedy ass fake Democrats, Sinema of Arizona, Joe Manchin of West Virginia. You're not even Democrats. You're Republicans masquerading and getting paid. I'm sick of y'all. Y'all threw Biden's entire agenda out. And the people that don't really focus on politics don't really realize that. We should have had a lot of stuff be able to go through if it wasn't for these two obstructionists that totally single-handedly blocked everything. Yep.
And then they'll blame the whole Biden administration, because, you know, people don't, they don't do their research and they don't try to find nothing out. So then they'll see like, see, that's why we can't whip depending on Democrats, and that's why we're not voting for Democrats. And it don't even be the administration fault. It'd be people like them.
Congress. They have not, they have not supported the Democratic agenda that the people voted for.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times people don't understand the protocol either. And so when we're able to speak like this and to educate the people as well and to have uncensored conversation, they have inside of, oh, I didn't know that. And so this is why these kind of conversations are so needed, and, you know, how you have different, you know, angles and perspectives.
Yeah. When it's time to vote, when it's Republicans, time to vote, you gotta know stuff.
Republicans are playing the hell out of the Democratic Party and playing the hell out of the people. And they are looking like they're winning. They are, because we are not willing to get dirty like them. Oh, we can't. No, we need to.
We need to go low. When they go low, we need to go low too.
Exactly. All right, y'all.
Opposite of what Ms. Obama said.
Speaking of Roe versus Wade, a pregnant Texas woman, Brandi Batone, was pulled over by police. This girl is so funny, for driving in the high occupancy vehicle lane. You know, like the carpool lane. It's meant for two or more people. Well, she flipped it on them. Batone told the officer that because Roe versus Wade had been overturned, her unborn child counted as a passenger, and that she should not be cited for the $275 ticket. The officer told Batone that in order to drive in the HOV lane, there had to be two bodies outside the body. Here's an important note. In Texas, the penal code recognizes an unborn baby as a person, but Texas transportation laws do not. Vivica, let's go to you first. I like that she tried to.
She tried to get real clever with it. That's all I'm gonna say. Because, you know, when I first heard the story, I was like, well, technically it is two people. The other was just not here. But it's like, you know, you can't bend the law to fit. You know, like, come on. If the baby was there in a car seat, then you could say that. But you're pregnant. I just think that, you know, it's pushing things, and just stop it. Can we all just follow the rules and stop making them up?
She was clever though. She was clever.
She got clever
with something. You know what? You know, when you see them sirens, you start thinking, well, what can I say? How can I get out of this? You know what I'm saying? She's like, it's two of us. You don't see it right now, but here's it's right here.
According to Roe versus Wade, it's two of us. But low-key, in real life though, like no shade, she'd have been better off. I mean, just being like, hey, I'm pregnant. And you know what?
She probably would have got some lenience with that.
I'm having some pains. And you know what? Maybe pregnant women should be able to get in the whole lane. Because what if they gotta pee? What if they gotta go? What if they gotta Listen, what if they got to go to the hospital and they start having a miscarriage, or they going into labor, or what if something's happening?
They're not caring about women's bodies nowadays.
That's true.
Well, now,
faces?
What where was she at? Texas? Was she in Texas?
Texas, oh, girl.
They
don't even want to call women women anymore. They want to call them birthing persons now.
No
now
way.
Birthing.
Shut up, Claudia. Stop lying.
Look girl, it up. Bye.
Turn the square off. No, they didn't say that. See, America play too much.
America is ghetto as hell.
That's why you got so many people on a daily basis. Like, look here, I'm just gone. I'm out of here.
I'm sick of it. We can't even be women now.
No, because you're offending people.
But y'all don't want these periods, though.
Take this period.
You don't want these cramps. You don't want these hormonal fluctuations. You don't want this menopause. You don't want none of that, though.
You just want these hot flashes
and wigs, but you don't want these periods.
Selena, take these hot flashes. Take these random gray hairs sprouting from your eyebrow and from your arm.
And your coochie.
Take this memory loss.
Take it all. Take all of it.
All right, birthing person. So Selena and Lisa Ray, I'm going to start calling y'all. I'm going to say happy birthing
person. Birthing persons. Instead of Mother's Day.
I can't with y'all tonight.
That is so ignorant. I hate them. That is so stupid.
It's so dismissal.
Birthing
person. It's trash. Throw the whole statement away. It's trash.
I'm ready to move, y'all. Okay, y'all.
We own some extra.
Don't they? Just making up stuff.
I was born again, like at a different time. I don't like this. I don't like this. This is not how I envisioned this era of my life. You know what I mean? Like it's too weird right now.
But ain't no time good. The sad part is this is the best time before the other time.
And I don't know.
Well, I bet you differ. The 90s were kind of fun.
90s for everything.
Yeah. Oh, what a 90s. Yeah. That was except for all the drugs and carrying on and, you know.
But they didn't call us hoes back then. We had good TV shows. Vivica was on Up All Night. Loved
it. We definitely had good TV shows.
Skin was popping. Titties was high. Hair was thick.
We had hairstyles, too.
Lisa Ray's face. Leah Ray's. All right, y'all.
You could cut your hair and be popping back in the 90s.
Get the shade off on the side. You know what I'm
saying? Lisa Nicole Jam, you was popping.
So we must be out of pocket because they tell me we got to go to commercial. So
we
got to get out. We about to get checked. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
We always get checked.
Hey, birthing persons. We'll be right back after this.
Ain't that a bitch?
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. I love Mondays because I get to hang out with my girls and we have a fantastic time. But listen, we do talk about heavy topics and things that are happening in the world. And I think it really wears on us sometimes. And I think therapy is more important now more than ever with all the stuff that we have to absorb every single day. Like you need some help. So, therapy can be useful for all of us. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about BetterHelp, Better H-E-L-P. Now look, life is full of twists and turns and stress, changes, grief, moments of growth, and moments where we feel like we're just kind of taking a few steps back. Now it's important to show up for yourself through all of the struggles that life can bring. BetterHelp Online Therapy is here for the twists and turns, will assess your needs, and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. Listen, once again, I think not enough people are talking about therapy, and it's not taboo anymore. This is something that we need to get us through these times. There's nothing wrong with it. The stigma should be gone. Now, this is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a professional therapy done securely online, and the service is available for clients worldwide. And you can log into your account anytime you send a message to your therapist. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, you know, with traditional therapy. Better H-E-L-P Help is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. Now, it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. So look, BetterHelp, Better H-E-L-P is a great way to show up for yourself and invest in your well-being because, well, you deserve some inner peace. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted on there daily. Visit betterhelp.com/CWQ. That's BetterHelp. Join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states because we need it, y'all. And I have a special offer just for my viewers. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/CWQ. All right, y'all, listen, there's nothing wrong with getting therapy, and I highly recommend it, especially in these times. I think we need it now more than ever. Let's take a quick break. You guys jot down that information and go get you some help. We'll be right back with more Cocktails with Queens after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Listen, we've reached the part of the show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we have faced in our lives, and how we have overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. All right, y'all, we got a hot one for you tonight. Tonight's topic will focus on the controversial comments made by Macy Gray on Piers Morgan Uncensored. Oh, he still got a show. Okay. Now, she made a comment about, they're tripping about her stance on trans women. Macy said, as a woman, just because you go and get your parts done doesn't make you a woman. Sorry. Macy said, adding, if you want me to call you a her, I will, because that's what you want. But that doesn't make you a woman just because I call you a her and just because you got surgery. She continued with, a woman goes through a completely unique experience, and surgery and finding yourself doesn't change that. Being a little girl is a whole epic book, you know? You can't have that just because you want to be a woman. Well, during an interview with the Today Show, Gray addressed the backlash and said, I said some things that didn't go over well, but my intention was never to hurt anybody. I feel bad that I did hurt some people. She added, education is about conversation and us getting to a point where we understand each other. Ladies, what are your thoughts on what Macy said? And do you think she needs to apologize for her comments? Whoever wants to go first on this one.
I absolutely love the fact that she had the courage to speak her own truth, whether she felt like she needed more education behind her comment, because like she said, it does start with conversation. If this is how I feel, and I'm just saying to you, hey, this is how I feel based on the knowledge that I have now, then you're also saying, well, teach me, tell me, because there's scientific proof, and then there's biblical proof, there's human proof, there's so many different ways they're trying to make it right now. But if you're born into being a girl that's going to be a woman or a boy that's going to be a man, that's what we know it to be naturally from the beginning. That's how we know it. So now there's a whole new everything that's happening now that they want us to identify with them differently. And we do need to know more. And I like the fact that she sat there and said, hey, I didn't mean to offend anybody. I'm just basing this on what I know. But if I did, then teach me, tell me. I don't think that's supposed to be a cancel culture thing.
I'm looking at the comments. Garvin says, gosh, you can't say anything these days. And SL Will says, Macy can say what she believes and she doesn't need to apologize. And T says, Macy was right. No need to apologize. Vivica, what do you think? Do you think that there was something to apologize for? And what do you think about the statements that she made, that just because you get your parts done, that doesn't make you a woman? I know this is a touchy subject, but why does it feel like women, natural born women, get attacked when you say even woman now?
I actually ran into Macy Gray in New York. We were both doing the Today Show. And I could tell that she was really kind of like a little like, I didn't know that it would, that I was touching such a touchy subject. I think she knew but didn't know how far that it would go. Mm-hmm. Because she started off when she made the comment and she said, I know some people are going to be mad at me, but this is how I feel. She's entitled to her feelings as well. Listen, everyone, we're living in such a hypersensitive state of the world right now that it's like walking on eggshells. Mm-hmm. That if you state how you feel about something, that, oh my God, you're canceled, you're insensitive. She basically said, it's how I feel. And I feel that she should be entitled to her feelings. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, if you don't like what someone says, you don't have to agree with it. Okay, she's entitled to her feelings.
Keep it moving.
But to counsel her, someone, you know, she's written so many songs. She's been in the gay community. I mean, I don't consider her to be a person that doesn't like gay people. And so, you know, I just think that she's entitled to her opinion and her feelings.
Selena, what do you think about the
especially attack? Being a woman?
Right. And I get inclusion, y'all, and we should have inclusion. There's a whole demographic of trans folks that should feel included. I get that. But Selena, I want to go to you. What do you think about the backlash that she got? What do you think about what she said about, you know, the statement she made and her apology? And does it feel like actual natural born women are basically being told, shut up, or we're going to deem you transphobic? I'm not trans, so I can't speak about how trans folks feel. I didn't think it was transphobic of her. I thought it was more of a fact that she was saying.
You know, I have to, you know, both Lisa Ray and Vivica, you know, touched on some extremely important points. First of all, you know, in terms of that interview, she was talking about womanhood. Okay, she was talking about coming into being a woman. And in that respect, even women can't just, you know, who can't just wake up one day and say, oh, I'm a woman. She even talked about this when she was in the interview with Flame Monroe. They had a conversation about the whole statement and everything, and how she was saying, you know, it's also more so, you know, it's she also meant like womanhood, like it takes a lot to become and come into your womanhood and being a woman just in general. Like when I was 16, 17, I really couldn't say I was a woman. Absolutely. At that time. You know what I'm saying? So she kind of touched on that first. She explained it in that place first. But just from me personally, I'm totally with y'all. People should be able to say what they want to say if they're not hurting anyone. And I don't believe someone having an opinion and being an actual woman and speaking from an actual woman's point of view and saying, that doesn't make you a woman. She has the right to have that opinion. That's not an offensive opinion. She's not dogging anyone. She didn't say, oh, well, and transgenders are not women. She didn't say that. She's just saying it's going to take more in terms of who you are as a person, your personality, the way you live your life, things of that nature to become a woman. But we have to stop this cancel culture foolishness. The LGBT community, they make statements about heterosexuals all the time. Nobody says anything, but when someone says something about their community, they're burned at the stake. I think the most important thing about all of this was the conversation that she had with Flame Monroe, because that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Talking to the actual people that it offends, or really just having a conversation.
Or have that experience. You know,
just talking, exactly. Like talking to Flame, Macy and Flame, and they just talked it out like grownups. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, no, I'm canceling you, you canceling me. Let's understand each other. Let's really bring it up to the table. That's stupid. You know, Macy Gray is different and has been considered different her entire career anyway.
Absolutely.
So she's no stranger to someone being different or being outcast. So at the end of the day, she should have a right to an opinion. Everybody, even LGBTQ, they have right to opinion. We have heterosexuals have a right to opinion. Human beings should have a right to their opinion and be able to talk it out like grown-ups.
I agree.
I'm just really
I wanted to pose a question. Like, you know, if a transgender get married to a man and he doesn't know, and then they get ready to want to have a baby, and then she has to reveal, oh, I'm really not a woman, I was a man. Is that fair?
Born man. Not fair?
Huh?
It's not fair.
You say I was born a man. Like that.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that is what you came in the earth being.
Yeah, you would have to tell that man. Well, I say that you would have to tell that person up front about your sexual history. And that's a woman has to tell a woman born a woman would have to tell a man if there was something that was different in their sexual history. You still have to tell them if you have HIV. If you have anything,
I can't have children. I've been raped.
I can't have children.
Therefore, you can't say that, hey, I'm a woman, because you got to explain the whole process to him on how you are standing there looking like you looking to him now.
Ladies, you know what? I want to finish this conversation. I think we have some more thoughts. I would like to talk about this. Let's take a quick break and get back into it because I think this deserves more of a conversation.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Cocktails with the Queens after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Before we went to break, we were discussing Macy Gray and the backlash she got for saying that just because you change your parts through surgery, that doesn't make you a woman. And then she later on apologized for, you know, being offensive and said she's willing to be educated on it. I want to just say something real quick. If folks, trans folks can identify with however they feel, and that's their identity and that's how they live their lives, why then can we turn around and jump down women's throats when they proudly say, I'm a woman? That doesn't take away from the trans woman's experience. It's not a diss to you. It's not a dig to you. But why can't we be proud of what we are and not have that be taken by y'all that we're coming for you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why. Like, it's getting a little bit where we can't say anything as women, but you can say whatever you want about us. It's becoming a one-sided street. So with that being said, there's a difference between equality and leveling the playing field and then preferential treatment. And I think this argument, how it keeps going, and people in the comments saying that we should have an actual trans person on the show. We've had one on before, but we can talk further about it because it's becoming more and more.
We haven't had one here before. Like, we have.
We had Lisa Ray's friend from.
We had a couple. Yeah. Dwayne. We had
Dwayne. We had Dwayne.
But maybe we do need to have a panel or a town hall meeting, but it's getting to a point where you got to stop accusing natural born women of being transphobic if they dare open their mouth and have a thought that you don't agree with. I'm sorry. Disagreements and debate make the world go round. And that's how you get to an understanding. You had to go through some rocky patches. And I think, you know, the fact that most people are afraid to say anything with the fear of being canceled for being transphobic, having an opinion and not being negative and mean is not being transphobic.
Yeah. First of all, this whole cancel culture thing, since when did they have so much power to just diminish everything you've done in history to say that you're canceled? They got too much power.
It's just social. It's social.
That's too much. That's too much. And now you're censoring. How are you going to learn? Really, I learned a lot from those people that say those questions that I was actually thinking, but sometimes I'm afraid to say, well, you know, not really, but you know what I'm saying. Right. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta give it up. What they gonna think? Why is that? Why can't we ask the question to start the conversation off? Because you might not necessarily know how to say it, you know?
That we can disagree to agree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So agree to disagree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean we have to agree.
Yeah.
We can disagree that, okay, you got your opinion, I got mine. We agree on that. And so entitled to your opinion.
I've said things that initially makes me go, well, I thought this, and I'll start it out by saying that without adding the rest of the narrative to it. And they'll take that and run with it. And I'm going, well, man, I meant that to go with and to add to, but you all took it. It's disturbing. That to me is insensitive.
Well, I mean, how do you get to a better place if you don't have these conversations? And I just feel like a little grace needs to be had with folks. This is a new thing, relatively new situation that we're in, that we're finding ourselves in. This is not something that has been in conversation in the media for 30, 40 years. This is something that the terminology changes daily.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like, come on, y'all.
Yeah, I just found out I was a birthing center.
Not a birthing center.
I just found out I was a birthing object, a birthing entity. I just found that out today. So.
Anyway, let's
you know, people are calling me the female Boosie right now and saying, I'm like, if you don't want to have a healthy debate, then call me whatever you want. I'm a type that likes to have a topic that's controversial, talk about it, flush it out, get to a better place, and invite people to speak on it. Okay. So if you can't take that, because this generation right now, y'all ain't built like we were built, us 60s and 70s and 80s babies. Y'all hear one thing that you don't agree with and you'd be like, oh, I'm so offended. Yeah, oh my God, I'm depressed. How about you have a conversation, you debate things and you present your side and you get to a better understanding. People are so soft now, you can't disagree with them without them running to the most harmful label to cancel you because they can't use their words to talk.
And you don't want to have a weak person fighting for you because we are also looking for our voice. not just inside of ourselves, but somebody that's going to be a leader, somebody that's going to be our civil rights leader, somebody that's going to stand up for us when they're not listening for us. We need a strong-minded person that's not going to give a damn about what the next person is saying, because you can't be that sensitive or censored to be able to get the point across. Sometimes you got to plow through. You don't want to desensitize them and make them weak.
And let me tell you what else is a very good point. And this is just a shout out for the LGBTQ community in general. Government is gunning for LGBTQ rights as well. Mm-hmm. It is better for us to have more conversations with heterosexual people who don't understand your culture so that we can all be on one accord when it's time to fight this stuff. When it's time to go to the polls, don't you want more people to understand and be on all of us be on the human race side? You know what I'm saying? But we can't do that without conversations and without controversy to be able to flush this shit out. Because when voting time comes, we need to be all on the same page.
And if you want people to be fake and lie to you, keep canceling people so they don't really speak. And you won't know where people really stand because they're just afraid of a cancellation. So they just go along to get along.
Right.
You never know where people really stand. So I'd rather have the uncomfortable exchange and get past it than me just saying, oh no, everything's great, everything's good. I'm a birthing center, you're fine. Facts. Knock it off. Be grown and grow the hell up. We grown, we can have conversations and stop letting everything offend you to the point where you're so distraught. All right, y'all, we got to get into this conversation. This is something we got to talk about. On Friday, friends and supporters of Brittany Griner gathered at a press conference in Chicago to express the importance of bringing Griner home. Brittany's wife, Sherelle, who has been vocal about not keeping quiet until her wife's return home, said she understands that what the government is attempting to do is very challenging due to the circumstances. Sherelle also said, I'm thankful, grateful, and I'm thankful that the administration was the first one that BG ever voted for, took the time to see her as a person, to see her in the midst of what she's going through, and to speak to me directly and let her know that they are exhausting all efforts to bring her home. What are y'all's thoughts on the continued fight for the release of Brittany Griner and her pleading guilty to drug charges in Russia? Let's start with you, Selena.
First of all, I've been so sad about this. I am so sad that she's over there. When I saw her wife speak and cry on television, she had like a press conference and I was just outdone. I'm just so mad that she's over there. But something that I thought about, guys, and this is probably going to shake the table, but I don't really give a shit anymore because I'm really sick of it. And it's been the reality in the WNBA for a long time. Now, I know that people can say, oh, well, you know, they don't bring in as much revenue and people don't watch and this, that, and the third. That's all fine. There are people working in corporate jobs that don't have anything to do with sales or revenue, and they're still making a lot of money. The average pay, and actually not even the average, some of the highest paid women in WNBA are making like in the 200,000s. These men getting these goddamn $234 million contracts in the NBA. Let me say this without being an angry Black woman. It don't take nothing. Plus you got your shoe deals. That's on the side. We don't want to see y'all wearing the t-shirts. I mean, it's cool. It's nice. We got it. We need money. Okay. Why don't you all put together a fund, $2 million here, $1 million here, you basketball players, you NBA players, and have a fund so that when the WNBA season ends, these women can pull from the fund where they don't have to go overseas, risking their lives, apparently, just to make ends meet doing the same shit that y'all do. They have to do the same press, the same amount of publicity, the same amount of work, the same footwork, the same training, the same risk in their bodies day in and day out. It's just an idea. But in my mind, I'm like, and here go, this one over here got 200. Zion got $234 million and the man was injured, ain't played hardly no NBA basketball at all. Plus he has a Jordan contract.
Yep.
Now I'm not saying, oh, give them their money, just give them all your money, but it could be a tax write-off. $1 million here, $2 million. That ain't gonna hurt y'all.
A WNBA fund.
Yes, a WNBA fund. Adam Silver, come on, what's popping? Can y'all make some decisions like that to protect the women? We don't need y'all t-shirts anymore. We don't need your commercials. We don't need commercials. Come talking about playing support the WNBA. No, you support it. You be the leader. Let us follow your lead. Then maybe they'll come to the games. Maybe they will also support too. You got to do something physical, something big. And it's just, it breaks my heart that they treat women so trash. Exactly. I'm sick of that. I'm sick of the whole, well, they don't make enough money and the people don't come in. You can still give them the amount of money that they deserve.
Hey, real quick, we got to get out of here soon. Real quick, if Lisa Ray and Vivica just have like a quick thing to say, because
well said.
Sorry, y'all. Sorry, I just had.
No, it's cool. It's cool. You feel it.
Prayers up for Brittany Griner. We're going to keep bringing attention to this. We're going to keep fighting for you to go home, to come home. Just know we're here for you and waiting for you to come home. And we will never, ever forget you. As often as what we can speak out for you. Like we said, it's got to take more than just t-shirts, y'all.
Okay.
Take more than just t-shirts and a infomercial.
That's right. All right. We'll definitely keep y'all updated on that story. Before we go, ladies, one more time. I'm sure you heard about the new Girls. It's all about, it's damn time for Lizzo's new album. And we're having an album release party courtesy of iHeartRadio for her upcoming project. Special, take a look. Make sure you join Fox Soul on our YouTube channel on Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss this. I want to thank my beautiful queens, Lisa Ray, Selena Johnson, Vivica A. Fox, for joining me tonight and having a fantastic show. And we are here for your comments. So go ahead and leave them and be mad or be happy or be grateful that we're here every Monday, because we're going to keep on doing it. Thank you for watching us on the YouTube channel. We actually are very happy to be back in the studio. Right, ladies?
Yes. I know I don't want to end it on a side note, but you know, I was really prayers up for I think it was Japanese, the prime minister that was assassinated. Prayers up to his family. Yeah. And you know, we have to care about other cultures as well too. So
right. All right, y'all, stick around. The Pulse is coming up next. We'll see you next week. Bye, ladies.
All right, bye-bye.